In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's show. And a big thanks to our sponsors who help keep this show free for you to listen to every single week.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Girl Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 89, blasting this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. We got a hell of a show for you this week. It is Father's Day edition, I guess, kind of. And I've got a co-host in the studio here with me. I've got my son, Michael. Michael, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here, John. Just a huge fan. I've been a listener for I don't know how many years now.
First of all, did you call me John?
I don't know you.
Oh, okay. And then you just kissed my ass by saying that you're a big fan of the show.
Big fan, as I said.
You never listen to the show.
Big fan.
Anyway, I've got Michael in here hanging out in the studio this week. We've got a great show for you. We've got Vin Convertito of King Pong. Yeah, that's right, King Pong. And you're going to learn all about King Pong a little later when Vin Convertito joins us. But I'm hanging out here with my son in studio this week. It's Father's Day's coming up, and I just wanted to have a little time. Summer, the dog days of summer are here. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's 2 in the morning, by the way, for anyone listening. So that's how you know that it's summer, because we're both still up.
That's right. It is 2-ish. It's actually 2:06 a.m. in this part of the world. I want to talk to you a little bit, Michael, about what we do. You know, you're a podcaster. I'm a podcaster. We have very different shows, very different audiences. But talk to me about how you have connected with your audience. And I know here what we talk about, and we'll talk about this shortly, but I, you know, again, my show, my rules. I'm going to talk to my son here a little bit. You've done a great job of connecting your audience with your brand and what you do. And for those of you out there, Michael hosts a show that's in the video game genre. You know, I knew that word, did you?
Genre. It's got more than 4 letters. I'm a little surprised.
That's a pretty good word for a redneck like me, isn't it?
Yeah.
No comment?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
So a couple of things. When you talk to your audience, much as we're talking here to the Tailgate Nation. See, we've got a moniker for everything, the Tailgate Nation. And actually, we had a conversation. Well, I had a conversation with myself a few weeks ago about should we call it the Tailgate Nation because we transcend traditional governmental boundaries.
Well, maybe it's more like you've got everyone that's listening, and you're going to go form your own sovereign Tailgate Nation, more so than it being, you know, a subset of of America or any one country.
And that was the conclusion we came to. You're a pretty bright kid. You must have got that from your mother.
No comment again.
No comment. Okay. For those that are out there that are listening that, you know, we have a lot of different people that listen to our show. We have folks that are engaged in the tailgating lifestyle. For someone of your age, and my son is young, I'm not going to give his age away, but he's new to this, but he's already plowed out 50 episodes of a show called League of Legends Radio, which you can check out. I know there's a lot of crossover between tailgating and video games. You'd be surprised, but there probably are some people out there. But the thing I want to talk to you about is the fact that you are in the top. You've broken the top 100 on the iTunes top 200 list a couple of times, and you've actually started a second show, and straight out of the gate, you busted into the top 150 on podcast charts. So first of all, congratulations. I'm very proud of you. You are very good at what you do, And I just wanted to acknowledge that as a father to a son, because Father's Day is coming up. See what I did there?
Yeah.
That is segue.
It all ties in.
Segue 101.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Much and like we're connected, see? Boom. Boom. All of it.
How are we connected? Other than...
We're here together.
Oh, okay. At 2 a.m.
Podcasting.
A little loopy at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations again. Seriously.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. You've worked very hard at that. I read an article not too long. This is a little inside baseball stuff, folks, so we'll get to the tailgating in a second. But I read an article that there are about almost 800,000 different podcast shows out there, but only 27,000 or so of them get past episode 3.
Wow.
So you have broken that by hitting 50-plus podcasts over at League of Legends Radio. And full disclosure, you're part of the Game Day Media Network, and happy to have you on the team. But what would you contribute your success to at such an early age and really getting your feet wet and kind of learning this thing with OJT, as we say, on-the-job training?
I mean, it's really just comes down to you have to keep doing episodes. There's nothing special or anything really mystical about it. If you just keep doing it, you keep getting better, and that's the only way to, grow your channel, grow your podcast, is just to have more episodes. I mean, even though my new show has gotten to the, top 150 or whatever that quickly in like 3 episodes, it's just because first, I have a lot of people from my other show coming over and listening to that. So that's,
you have a crossover audience.
Exactly. We got to use all the lingo. But and it's also because the game is new. So, there's a lot of people looking for information on it. It's going to probably, after people play it a little bit and then the hype dies down a little bit, I'm sure that my numbers will even out. But that's kind of an anomaly to get.
And a cheap plug for your new show. What is your new show called, and where can people find it?
It's Overwatch Radio, and it's on iTunes, which is probably where you're listening to this.
Well, Michael, again, I don't want this to get too mushy, but I do want to congratulate you on your success. I've seen you, how hard you've worked on this, and really how much better you are at this than I am, and you've gotten really good at it in a really short amount of time. And I don't know of any other kids out there, and I say kids, you're practically grown, but...
I'm nearly a man father.
You're nearly a man father. What's a man father?
There's a comma in there.
Oh, you
it did. Makes all the difference, I promise.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in. It is way past your bedtime. And
there is no bedtime during summer.
Well, that's a good point, but... For this Father's Day tribute, I wanted to make sure I had you on here for a few minutes, and again, couldn't be prouder of you. You found a really nice niche. Is it niche? I always said niche growing up.
I say niche, but I don't know.
Is it the hipster way to say niche?
Or? I don't know if that's how it's supposed to be pronounced, or if it's just niche and you can say niche. I don't really know what's right for that, and I've always wondered that, but... It's good to know that the man who knows every word in the dictionary doesn't even know how to pronounce it. So that's good.
How do you know the guy that knows every word in the dictionary?
Because you just like to pull out random words when we're talking, and then you're like, boom, look that up. And then we're just like, well, I mean, I had to memorize vocabulary when I was in second grade. It doesn't make you any smarter than me because you know all these big words.
Sure it does. Thanks for coming in, Michael, and continued success with your shows, League of Legends Radio and Overwatch Radio, found on the Game Day Media Network, on Stitcher, TuneIn, the iTunes app, Google Play.
Hey, Google Play.
You're also, you may not even know this or not, you're available on Roku and Apple TV. Did you know that?
Yeah. Roku and Apple TV.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to have Vin Convertito from King Pong joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the month of July and how July is going to be tailgate training camp month. We're going to have We're going to be showcasing the best products from across the country and beyond throughout the month of July, getting you ready for this fall's tailgating season. So with that said, Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
There's a town in Colorado called Golden. Founded in the gold rush, it was home to miners who spent 12 hours a day in the frozen ground digging for gold. But that land was rich in another resource, the Rocky Mountain water that runs cold and clear. One man knew the value of that water. That man was Mr. Coors. In 1873, he settled in Golden to brew the finest beer the town had ever tasted. The miners were grateful because when they sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as the Banquet Beer. Coors, the Banquet Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here, and I got a great guest this week. You know, anytime someone takes a good idea and makes it great, I want to know about these people and what they're doing. And this gentleman I've got on the hotline this week is no exception. He is the inventor, creator, and head man over at King Pong. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, everybody, Vin Convertito.
Hey, how you doing today? Love that intro. I'm very excited about King Pong. And for everyone listening, I have to agree with what you said. This is a great new way to play Pong and a great way to make a classic game like Pong that much more fun for old and young alike.
Pong is played in parking lots, in game rooms, in man caves across the world, but you have got a new spin on it. Tell me a little bit, first of all, before we get into the nuances of the changes or the improvements you've made on Pong, tell me a little bit about your background and what inspired you to decide to make some changes to the great game we all know as Pong.
Good question. So growing up, you know, as a guy who loved to entertain and have parties, I'd always found that, you know, if you set up a table and you put some red cups out, that people would kind of gain a little momentum and gather around and, you know, you would play Pong and it kind of, you know, always seemed to make a party more happening. But as the days went on, the years rolled by, it seemed like Pong had lost its luster. Not that it became cliche, but, you know, you weren't getting the people to sign up. It didn't seem as intense. And I just kept joking with everybody. We need to do something more. We need to elevate this game. We need to kick it up a notch. And when I had said I would love to play on a pyramid, you know, they kind of got the idea from this spice rack, and I'm going, I'd love to kind of build something that we could make a tower out of this. And next thing you know, my buddies all thought it was a great idea, and I started making some cardboard prototypes just for my friends to play, and they all loved it.
Now, do you come from an engineering background, or have you created other products in your past?
This is the first one that I'm bringing to market, but as a young guy, I'd always loved drawing, I always loved writing, and, you know, I do a lot of construction on the side, so I've kind of made some of my own tools in the past that were just to help me with, like, my stonework and stuff. Some tools to pick up stones that I made out of bending metal and creating hooks and kind of redesigned some of my trowels that I use for doing tile work. But I never really took it to the next step of, you know, reaching out to a professional engineer. And it just happened by chance that a gentleman that I coach with wanted to hear more about King Pong, and he was in a position to help as he's an engineer, and he took my sketches and my drawings, and he said, you know, let me turn this into a file for you.
That's a great story, and you know, one of the cool things, first of all, I love the name, and I love the gorilla as your mascot, and I'm sure that has to go with King Kong. And you said, okay, this is a great play on words, and I love it. It's very eye-catching. So first of all, kudos on your branding and your logo.
Thank you. I'll say thank you to my buddy Dan DeSorbo for helping me bring those ideas to life. Another guy that I went to college with who's actually in the beer pong business himself, he's been helping me a lot, having kind of gone through these processes before, but as a graphic designer, he was able to take my sketches of what I wanted to be, a softer, friendlier, more kind of Homer Simpson-like King Kong as our mascot. And so we came up with that guy, and I dig him. I think he's a good party animal to represent us.
I'm here with Vin Convertito. He's the creator of King Kong. Now, as far as the game goes, and I know a lot of times it's a little difficult to convey how the game looks and is played on a podcast and on the radio. So what we're going to do is we're going to put some links to your website. We'll also put up some photos on our page so that people can take a look at it and certainly go over to your website and learn more about it. But in a nutshell, tell me how you have altered the game of Pong, and I know it at this, you have to do things that make it fun, make it challenging, and give you more I guess a diversity of games. So tell me a little bit about that and how you came about the rules, and how does one create an improvement on making a better mousetrap?
In a nutshell, classic King Pong could be played just the way you would play regular beer pong. So the way I might play with different rules in Connecticut, having gone to UConn and party there, might be different than how you grew up playing it in Texas. And I think that's what's great about it, is that even when you play regular pong, everybody's got their different rules, and you establish it beforehand. But with King Pong, it's basically an inverted tiered version of the game. So instead of having your cups 1, 2, 3, and 4 at the back row, King Pong sets it up where you're 4 in the front, 3 on a second tier, 2, and then 1 at the top. So, the game has kind of a 3D element to it. It's got a little bit more of a challenge where, I think it just makes it more exciting to go for that back cup that's standing tall versus a row of 4. But we like to play with the same idea that you get to use, racks throughout the game to kind of level the playing field if you got a lead. And it's a great thing where I think it just draws people to the table because it's different and it's more fun to play. I always joke when someone makes a cup for the first time, doesn't it feel just so much better when it's with King Pong? And the crowd agrees. You get re-excited to be playing Pong again. And I think that was the whole point of the game, is to try to bring back that enthusiasm for playing Pong.
This pyramid shape actually can be broken into 4 equal parts, so you can actually have a 4-way Pong game going with different teams.
Oh, yeah. So that's where King Pong transforms to the size of your party. And not to say it was a happy accident, but it was kind of a happy accident where the original intent was just to create a game of Pong that was inverted and tiered, but when my engineer was able to make me 4 prototypes, I put them together. I saw that it formed a giant 360 of a big round party cake-like thing, and I said, this is going to change the game. I said, now we're actually going from improving on a classic to introducing a whole new party game for people that could be played on a smaller table in a smaller environment with more players, with more teams, with different rules. So it's been really fun to just see people say, well, hey, we could play King Pong later. Let's play 360. Let's get it going. And all of a sudden, people are playing knockout games and call the shot, and it's been pretty electric to see people excited just for something, as branching off as it is. It's still, a party drinking game for outside, for a tailgating event, for a picnic, for a birthday party, and it's been fun. So we actually ended up creating a few variations. In addition to the 360, we do one where we put 2 sets together for a 20v20. We ended up putting them on each corner of the table for a 4 corners type of game. But we like to think that the possibilities are endless, and I can't wait to hear what people end up telling me they're doing with King Pong.
I'm here again with Vin Convertito. He's the head man over at King Pong. And Vin, I have to ask you, because we have a lot of people that listen to the show that have great ideas that are going through the process or thinking about the process of bringing something to market. What's been your experience with that, and is some good advice?
Definitely. This is my first product that I'm bringing to market, and it's been such a learning experience. But the bottom line is, and I told you before, I had a lot of great ideas for some other products with tools and some other, you know, kind of thoughts that I've had. But this was the one that I decided to focus on, and it was just a matter of, everybody's got something that they want to do in their life that they keep putting off. And when everybody kept asking me, when are you going to bring King Pong to life? When are you going to get it to market? I said, you know what? I don't want to be telling people that I'm getting to it. I'm getting it to it. And when my engineer helped me out and really helped to get me on the right track with prototypes and bringing it to life, I felt that much more confident. And just chipping away at it every day has been, you know, it's a very slow-going process for anyone that wants to get into bringing a product to market or seeing something through. But, you know, you don't get it done overnight, but you got to start doing it. So the best advice I could give somebody is to, you know, focus on it and just start making a checklist of things to get done, things to accomplish. And it's amazing how, you know, interesting it is. I never thought I would be designing a package for a game product like this, but here I am working with a designer, going over, you know, what the box should look like, what all the copy should say on it, and it's been neat. It's an overwhelming process, but it's very rewarding to see it happening.
Where do you see King Pong in 5 years? Where do you envision the game being out there in the public domain?
And certainly, it's right now. I got to be realistic and say, you know, I just hope that this really takes off and I break even on my initial investment, because I am spending a lot of my own money to get this going, but it's something I believe in. But I would love it for, you know, my buddy Jimmy Fallon on the Late Show to play it with his guests and to really, you know, make it kind of a staple for all future Pong players, or someone like Rob Gronkowski to a partying animal like him to endorse it. But seeing strangers play it that I've given prototypes to blows my mind. So I think the ultimate vision for King Pong is for me to be at my next country concert at the tailgate event and to see people that I've never met before playing King Pong, but more so than seeing them play it, to see them having fun, you know, or to show up, you know, at a party and know that somebody's already playing King Pong, not because they knew me and bought it to support me, but because they just wanted something different. And I think that's kind of the ultimate vision, is to find out that people love having get-togethers, love having parties, love tailgating, that they want King Pong at their event.
Before we go, Vin, how can people find out more about King Pong, learn more about the product, and purchase their own version of the game to bring home to their next? You know, this is, you know, we're going to be doing something the entire month of July called Tailgate Training Camp, where every week we're going to be focusing on different games, different products that are going to be, you know, we always say the players have to get ready for the season at training camp, but so do the tailgaters. There's new equipment, there's new gear. So we want to make sure that our listeners, the Tailgate Nation, has the latest and greatest out there. And this certainly fits that mold. How can they find out more about the product, and how can they purchase their own?
Well, right now, if they're going to get onto any website, I would suggest that they go right to Kickstarter and find our product, and they could pre-order it now. It'll be out in late summer. As far as my shipment goes, it'll arrive in August, and I'll be sending them out to everybody that pre-ordered them. But otherwise, if you want to check out our website, it's kingpongshop.com, and we have a bunch of videos on there. We're on Vimeo, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. If you type in King Pong, you should be sure to find us. But the Kickstarter campaign is very important to us right now. We're really trying to gain some momentum and reach an audience that is outside of my own to introduce it to new people. And the same thing, the website, if you got a couple of minutes, go check out some videos and get a couple laughs, because as serious as this is for me to get going, we had to keep the videos light, because King Pong is all about having a good time and getting good people that care about together to party.
Vin Convertito, the owner, creator, head guy over at King Pong. I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. We wish you all the success. We will put up the Kickstarter link, your website link, and some photos and videos on our website. And we'll push some out through our social media as well to our rabid and very engaged Tailgate Nation. Thank you again for coming into Tailgate Radio this week.
Hey, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you, and I can't wait to send a King Pong set your way so that you guys can keep the party going.
That's awesome, folks. That's Vin Convertito with King Pong. Check him out. We'll have the links on our website, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
In 1873, Golden, Colorado was the home to miners searching for gold. And when the miners sat down for a well-deserved banquet, Mr. Coors brought a beer worthy of the occasion. That beer came to be known as Coors, the banquet beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.